November 12th morning, overtime.
Shri Shri Bhajan Rahasya. In the first yam, Shraddha, faith was spoken about. To chant Harinam with faith. In the second yam, those things which are opposed to bhakti, those anarthas, how to leave them and how to endeavor to leave them. About these, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is discussing further. He is quoting Srimad Bhagavatam, this shloka.
Bhagavat bhajano unmukhar param param jigimisho bhavasagaras sandasaram visayinam atadus sancha ahant ahant visabhakkano yasadhi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bolche.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says,
Oh. Bade dukki baat hai. It is a
matter of great sorrow.
Jara niskincha Krishna chhara aar jader gati nai ananya bhagavat bhakti jan.
All the devotees
erokom tara je bhagavat bhajane ke tatpar niskincha nirvan,
that how to be niskanchan and perform bhajan, how to cross this material ocean, the desire to cross this material ocean of birth and death. In this manner, the materialists do not have darshan of such people, materialists. And seeing the opposite sex, the females, or those who are associating with the females, lusty people, should leave these both type of people. It is, if you die by taking some poison, it's better. Die by burning in a fire is better. But beware, associating with females or those people who are associating with females, those people who are desirous of progressing in bhajan, they have to be very, very careful with such associations. I am seeing big sannyasis. They know so much tattva. They are very intelligent. They fall down. When we speak materialists, it's not that I'm speaking about all the grihastha people, householders. Five Pandavas and Draupadi, they were also householders. Ramachandra himself was married. Mahaprabhu's, most of his associates, they were grihastha. We don't speak about all the grihasthas. Vyabhichari, those who are debauchees, wicked, who do not follow proper etiquettes, such grihasthas you should not take association of. You should understand this carefully, especially the Bengalis. They think that when we speak of materialists, all the grihasth people are materialists. No, I do not mean this.
Grihastha,
those who are proper guests, those who are performing bhajan in their household life also, they are attached to their wife and children. That's okay, proper. Do not become overly attached to your wife. If you want to have association and love towards Gauranga, then you should never forget the pastime of Chota Haridas. He is associate of Mahaprabhu, Chota Haridas. He is always eternally listening his kirtan. No fault he has in him. He is not a debauchee, but Mahaprabhu, He has rejected his associate. One, what was his fault? His fault was that he, amongst the 3.5 associates of Mahaprabhu, she is one of them. She is 80 years old. Thakur has gone to beg some rice. This was his fault. And why did you go? That's it. Never in this life I will see your face. Do not come in front of my eyes. Advaita Acharya, Nityanand Prabhu, and other Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramanand Prabhu also, they are praying to him, begging him that, oh Prabhu, please excuse him once. He is faultless. Okay, then I am going to Alarnath. You let him be here. Let him reside here with you. Very strong, very strict. Where Mahaprabhu's mercy is not there, when he saw, then he went to Prayag, Allahabad, and drowned himself at Sangam. Some of his associates said that, oh, he has left body. Oh, this is the result of one who is a person associating with women. Big sannyasis also, I am saying, at the time of Prabhupada also, even in my times, I am saying, in my Gurudev's times, even in my very tattvavid, they know so much tattva, rasa, they go where? To hell. These people, women get attracted to males, males attracted to females, be very careful in these matters. Translation.
So we are continuing the morning prayer. So in the first yam, or the first section of the book, Shraddha, or transcendental faith, has been discussed. Therefore, one should chant Harinam with this faith. In the second yam, or the second section, there is discussion on abandoning anattas, or unwanted desires, which are opposed to bhakti. The Srimad Bhagavatam says, Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajan Mukasya Param. Niskinchanasya Bhagavad Bhajan Mukasya Param. If that person who is niskinchan, who is bereft of anything else except for Krishna, if that person is a one-pointed devotee of Krishna and is eager to cross the ocean of birth and death, who has agreed to achieve the service of Krishna, then such a person should never see the face of a materialistic man or woman interested in sense gratification, nor discuss their activities. Therefore, one should. It is better to drink poison and end one's life, or to enter the fire, than to see a lusty woman, or to see those who are attached to such association. Therefore, we should be very, very careful. Guru says, even we see very, very learned sannyasis who are very grave and rasik. But by illicit association with women, they have become completely fallen. Therefore, sometimes a doubt comes in the mind, especially of Bengali devotees. Are all grihasthas called visayas, or material enjoyment, in material enjoyers? Then Gurudev says, no. The Pandavas were to grihastha devotees. Bhagavan Ramchandra was grihastha devotee. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ramchandra was also Grihastha. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the first part of his life, and also most of the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were Grihastha devotees, but they are performing devotee bhajan. Therefore, that Grihastha devotee who is Dhyamachari means fallen down from their position, who is debauched, then from that person we should not associate with all. Therefore, really, Grihastha means that person who is expert in bhajan, but who is not attached to their own wife, children, house and home. So jadi chai pranay gorangira sangha chauthi chote haridas katha takadana mona. Therefore, if you want the loving association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then one should always remember the katha of Sri Chaitanya Haridas. Really, Sri Chaitanya Haridas was an associate of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
It's interesting.
And he had no actual fault. But still, one day he went to Bhiksha, begging rice. And he went to the house of Sri Madhavi Devi. That time she was more than 80 years old. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 3.5 main associates, and Sri Madhavi Devi was the half associate. Therefore, when Sri Chaitanya Haridas took Bhiksha from her house, then Mahaprabhu asked, where did you get this rice? Why you went there? Then Mahaprabhu gave an instruction to the devotees, I never want to see his face. Then even though great dear devotees of Mahaprabhu like Sri Sivadamada, Sri Nityananda Prabhu himself, Sri Advaitacharya, Sri Paramananda Puri, and other devotees begged for Mahaprabhu to be kind to Chaitanya Haridas. Then Mahaprabhu said, okay, you can stay with him here, I am going to Alana. That's when Chaitanya Haridas realized, in this life I cannot get the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he went to the Ganga, to the Prayag, where the Ganga meets with the Yamuna, and then he committed suicide there. When Mahaprabhu heard that he committed suicide, Mahaprabhu said, yes, that is the condition that one attains by illicit association with women. Therefore, Guru says, we have seen in the time of Prabhupada, in the time of Aparam Gurudev, and Guru says in his time also, very, very learned sannyasis who were very expert in speaking, Rasi, they fell down with women, as a result, they went to hell.
আপনারা জানেন মহারাজ জনক
মহারাজ জনক
ব্রহ্মজ্ঞানী ছিলেন
হি ওয়াজ আ ব্রহ্মজ্ঞানী ইউ নো অল অ্যাবাউট হিম
তাহার দরবারে তে বড় বড় ব্রহ্মজ্ঞানী
ইন হিজ অ্যাসেম্বলি ভেরি মেনি ব্রহ্মজ্ঞানীস এন্ড ভেরি মিস্টিক্যাল yogis, rishis, they used to come. One time, Ashtavakra Rishi from the Himalayas, he is bent in 8 places. Vakra from the neck, his hand, he has a bent back, 8 limbs, he is very ugly. He is coming from the Himalayas to the Janakpur. With a lot of trouble he reached this place, and there are so many saintly persons, so many scholars in his assembly, in Janak Maharaj's assembly. He reached there, and then and when he reached that place, everybody started laughing loudly. Soho making such sounds, they started laughing very loudly. And then he said, oh, I had come to this assembly, he said, that there are very many great scholarly, saintly persons assembled here. He had a stick in his hand on which he was. Now he began to laugh even louder. Ashtavakra. Now the people were laughing, he is laughing even louder. Maharaj Janak, he offered his respects to the senses and asked Prabhu, why do you laugh? I am such saintly person's son, Ashtavakra, why do you laugh? Why do you laugh? He asked back. That Janak Maharaj answered that because seeing your very ugly features and your posture bent in 8 places, that's why we are laughing. Then he said, what I am laughing is a matter of sadness. I, with so much trouble, I heard that is in the royal assembly of Janak Maharaj, Brahmagyanis, Rasik, scholarly, saintly persons have reached this assembly. I wanted to come here to have darshan of them and hear some Brahma Gyan from their lotus mouths. But I am seeing that everybody is here a cobbler. All cobblers here. Cobbler means interested in, who are interested in skins. You only see what is good, what is bad, leather. Everybody is cobbler here. This is good or this is bad quality leather. Only this is your consideration. How high or how exalted the soul is, you have this tattva gyan. The soul is beautiful or what? They don't have this quality, they don't have this vision. That's why I am laughing. Now I must go back. I cannot stay in this assembly of cobblers. Then the king, he fell down at his feet and said, he lifted him up and made him sit on the royal throne. He said, I learn from you that you are better than all these Brahmagyanis. Please speak some katha. If some Vaishnav is black, maybe his teeth is protruding out. He has taken birth in some low class family. Maybe he speaks very roughly, very rude. Do you remember that how Trivikram Maharaj was so strong in his speech? Very strong. Maybe he is little lazy. You should never anyway commit offenses to such people. Otherwise it's an offense. You should see their views, their what Atmagyan they have, what bhakti they have. You should give them respect according to the progress in their bhajan. Oh, somebody may say that my guru is, he is a liberated soul. This is, if you think in such manner that this is an offense, Ganga is coming from the lotus feet of Bhagavan. But because we are living in this material world, there may be some foam or some dirt present in this Ganga, and we consider Ganga to be polluted. People perform achman or they take bath in this, and by taking bath you can get liberated from this material world. The Vaishnavas, by the mercy of Bhagavan, maybe anyway he is performing his bhajan, but maybe he is strong in his speech, maybe he has taken birth in a low class family, maybe he is rude. Do not, beware. You should always honor him according to the gradation, according to his progress in spiritual progress, what he has made. You should keep all these thoughts in your mind, otherwise very great chances of your fall down.
Hare Krishna. Once upon a time, in Treta Yuga, there are so many very high scholar saints in India. Maharaj Jana, who was father-in-law of Bhagavan Lord Ramchandra, he has very big assembly and full of learned scholars. One day, one rishi, saintly person, came down from all the way to Himalayas. And his name was Ashtabhakra Rishi. Ashtabhakra means eight-folded. He has so many folds on his body, bent on the neck, hand, arm and back, waist, feet, everything. He wanted to be straight, then going this side, that side. So when he entered the Royal Assembly of Maharaj Janak, all the courtiers, they began to laugh very loudly. Seeing this, Ashtabhakra Rishi, somehow or other, he put his oil on the stick and began to laugh more louder than the combined laughing of the courtiers. The Maharaj Janak told, "Oh Prabhu, who are you? Why you came here? Why are you laughing so much?" The Ashtabhakra Rishi told, "I am not laughing. I am weeping. An excuse of laughing. This is not my laughing. By this way I am expressing my sorrows." "How come?" He told, "Oh, I came so far away. It takes too much time, too much endeavor. I thought I come to the Royal Assembly of Maharaj Janak. There are so many very great and great philosophers. But coming here, I see all these, all are cobblers. shoemakers. The shoemakers, they know which leather is better, this broom leather or bag leather, this and that. Only I've seen all our cobbler and shoemaker here. So better I can reject this assembly, I can go back to my abode Himalaya. When he turned back, Maharaj Janak put a flat in his lotus feet and grabbed him and put him on his own altar, own throne, and told, "Oh Prabhu, I have learned so many things from you." Then he told Master Babaji, "The all your courtesans, they don't know. The body may be like this. Inside this body there is soul. The soul is so attractive, so nice, so learned scholar. No one is seeing my soul, only seeing this body." Now Gurudev told why I narrate this story, this real story. The Gurudev told that Sri Rupa Sampada has explained in Supada Samritam. Dristoi Sohava Janitoi Bhakusapta Dosai Na Prakitattami Abhakma Janasapase Dandam Masam Udapena Pankai Brahma Dravatam Rupakachit Nira Dharmai. Sri Gurudev told that so many, maybe so many saintly person in Vaishnav maybe look like very ugly, maybe low, born in low family, use very harsh word, so maybe lazy, don't criticize him, don't dishonor, don't insult. Like in the example, one of his god brother or very beloved Param Pujya Tripura Maharaj, whose disciple Tithi is coming tomorrow along with my Paramahansa Guru Maharaj. He used to use very harsh word. So the told, if you insult him or criticize him, it will be very big offense. So any person of maybe ugly and lower family, don't criticize him. Just like to give one example, the origin source of Ganges is the lotus feet of Bhagavan. When Ganges came in this, come down in material world, due to contact of material world, in Ganges there is some mud, foam, etc. Still, people are taking bath, doing achaman, and get rid of bhavabandhan, means endless birth, cycle of birth.
Birth and death.
Death and born. So, if you think, oh, this Ganges full of mud and foam, I should not bath, I should not take achaman, then it's not proper. The same way, in any person of his not look like very nice, not attractive, still he should not criticize him. Then we give another example. The Buddha is liberated soul, is associate of Bhagavan. But why Buddha is feeling fever? Why he has some disease? Don't think at all. What to say about Gurudev? If any liberated soul in this world, the person of us, highly qualified, if you see any bodily disturbance on him, then you have to understand and reconcile. This is not for him. He has to give service to others for with the royal craft, that only, not more than that. Other day, Gurudev gave one example. Like Sri Narottam Thakur, once he became paralyzed, could not get up from his bed, could not walk. The others, they criticize, oh, he came in not in Brahmin family, but initiating Brahmin. So what will the person will go? He must have to suffer. That is devoted to, oh Prabhu. They are very foolish, ignorant. They don't know your glory. They are criticizing you, they will go hell without any hell. Please don't do this pastime anymore. When the devotees, they pray to him from core of their heart. Next day, he went to Ganges for taking bath as usual is to do so. Seeing this all becomes surprised. So Sri Gurudev and other qualified Vaishnav, seeing their activity, seeing their bodily any disturbance, don't make any doubt in your mind. Hare Krishna.
Father, it said here, the desire for Pratishtha. Reading.
Prathamsadhu prema shakshati sushchare tan
nanumana.
सदातं सेवस्य प्रभुत दैत सामंतमतुलं यथातं निष्क्यास्य दैतमिह तंबीस्य. भजन करते करते
परफॉर्मिंग योर भजन
अनर्थ दूर गए,
द अनर्थ्स आर रिमूव्ड.
निष्ठा हुए से गए,
पर्सन डेवलप्स निष्ठा फेथ.
एवं
and some ruchi also, taste is also coming. Now asakti is also visible little, attachment, everything is there, but this desire for pratishtha, prestige has not gone.
Neither.
When you speak words of praise, become so happy. They are not honoring other people appropriately. Madhyamadhikari has these qualities. He is not able to overcome these anarthas. This is said here that it is an obstacle for progress in bhakti. A Madhyamadhikari, they should be very careful. This is Chandalini. It will destroy all the bhajan. You should offer appropriate respects to others and do not expect any honor for yourself. It's not so easy to give all these up. If a bhaktapada dhuli, bhaktapada jal, bhaktabhut avashesh, these three things, a pure serving a pure dev, Vaishnav, serving a pure Vaishnav, and his dust from his lotus feet, his charanamrit, the water that washed his feet, and the words of his mouth, and those remnants which he has left mercifully, with faith, if you accept all this, then one person can become liberated, means then he can overcome all these obstacles. Otherwise, this pratishtha increases so in such proportions that it obstructs the bhakti completely. Be careful. You have to remove all these things. And Vaishnava, when I am speaking a rasik tattva with pure Vaishnava. Translation.
Therefore, Sri Raghunath Goswami has warned in Srimad Shiksha about the danger of pratishtha, desiring one's own name and fame. Therefore, as one is performing bhajan and announces unwanted desires are becoming dispelled, one in the nista, ruchi, and even the shakti, state of ashakti, attachment to Krishna may come. At that time, so much name and fame will appear from before the devotee. But one should be very careful. One should dispel desire for one's own name and fame. One should not think, at that time, everyone will be glorifying their devotee. That time, the fault of not giving proper respect to others may come in their heart. Therefore, Madhyamadhikari, a devotee on the middle platform of devotional service, must be very careful. Because this desire for one's own name and fame is like a dog eating a whore. Therefore, one should give respect to others according to their position and not demand respect for oneself. But this is not easy to do. Therefore, the Madhyamadhikari especially must constantly stay in the service of the pure Vaishnavas. Especially, three things should be faithfully accepted. Vaishnava Padaduri and the Vaishnava Padajal, Vaishnava Mukta Avashis Etina Shavan Bhava. Respecting the foot dust of a devotee, respecting the remnants from the mouth of the Vaishnava in the terms of Mahaprasad, also in the terms of hearing their instruction, and the foot bathing water of a devotee. By faithfully serving these three things, then one can achieve liberation from these unwanted desires. Otherwise, the desire to achieve one's own position and to become glorified will increase, and bhakti will become destroyed. Therefore, one should always remain in the service of the pure devotees who are expert in tantra and who are rasik also.
उत्साह निश्चय धैर्य तत्त्व कर्म प्रवर्तन
संग त्यागत रीडिंग
If performing, while performing bhajan, some realizations are not coming, maybe some progress is there, some attachment still is there in the material sense enjoyments, material objects, but if you want auspiciousness, then you should think, meditate on this, that What am I achieving by performing my bhajan? Is it still my bhajan or it is being destroyed? Or I am progressing every day like a businessman, you should calculate. Am I gaining something or not? Utsaha. Utsaha means enthusiasm. Oh, everybody has achieved. I am not able to achieve those results. Definitely, I will also achieve this enthusiasm. Those hearing the Harikatha, Kirtan, with enthusiasm, he participates in all this, not that without enthusiasm. Firm faith in the words of Gurudev and Shastras. Sadguru is bonafide Guru is always speaking those words which are always favorable towards bhakti. He will never speak such words which will be disturbing your bhakti. Shastranukul. Firm faith in Gurudev's and the words of the Shastras. Maybe it is getting late to achieve the result that he is aiming for. But still he is performing his sadhana with utsaha. He doesn't become slack in his performance of his sadhana. Everything he may leave, but parikram, there are so many things to do. But at the times of Harikatha, he will finish all his work. If you do not hear Harikatha, your heart does not become clean. A person does not become attachment towards bhajan and bhakti. For the sake of progress in bhakti, he leaves also his material sense enjoyments. Like Raghunath Das Goswami, he rejected his such wonderful wife, beautiful wife, and ancestral property, which was like the heavenly planets. And he stopped eating very nice food. He is not now even accepting alms standing at the door of Jagannath. He is just washing some very old grains, leftovers, and eating, accepting them. Our examples are Sri Rup Sanatan, the six Goswamis, all our Acharya work. They have rejected all sense enjoyments, bhog, the desire for property or bhog, self sense enjoyment, these will not help. And those which are against bhakti, karmis, mayavadis, to reject their association, to reject the association of women, and those people who are attached to women. He is reading Bhagavatam and he doesn't follow all those instructions. He speaks so much glories about so many things, but himself does not follow Ekadashi. These things all should be left. Otherwise, you should always take Harikatha with the association of devotees and have faith that only all auspicious will come by performing bhakti. Without bhakti, no auspiciousness will come to me. May my body be cut to pieces and I have to leave body, but bhajan I will never leave. Maybe some obstacles come, maybe some accident, or maybe somebody dies in the family. Then okay, this bhakti, everything I leave, reject it, stay far away from bhakti. No, do not behave like this. understand. Haridas Thakur is saying, I will leave my body, but I will not leave my bhajan. Life, property, sons, relatives, everything I can leave. If one performs bhakti like this, then Krishna sees that, oh, he is leaving everything for me, then very quickly he gives you result. One second, Patari.
Devotee Guru Goswami has said six things are very necessary for bhajan: utsaha, nischa, dharya, tata, karma, pravadana, sangam, jagat, sadovati, sattvi, bhakti, prasiddhi. Six things cause advancement in devotion. Especially here, Gurudev is discussing utsaha. Utsaha means enthusiasm. Sometimes we may think we are not advancing, still material thoughts are plaguing me. Then we should not become discouraged. But rather, every day we should make an examination. Are my devotional practices becoming more fixed, more concrete? Therefore, one should have this utsaha, determination to continue, even despite many obstacles appearing, and despite there being a delay in fulfillment of one's desires. One should continue with full enthusiasm. One must have that fixed faith. I must achieve my goal. Therefore, in performing Bhakti Mulak Niyam, the rules which are rooted in devotional, those endeavors which are rooted in devotional sentiments, like the performance of hearing and chanting and Harikatha, these must be performed with enthusiasm. Therefore, one should hear from the mouth of the spiritual master. The bona fide spiritual master is that person who always speaks, his words are always under the guidance of the scriptures, which are favorable in the same line as the Vedic scriptures. Therefore, one should hear from the mouth of the spiritual master continuously with utsaha, determination. One should understand, unless I hear Harikatha, my heart cannot become clean, nor can the desire to perform devotional service be maintained. Also, Nitya Bodh Gyan, one should strictly renounce endeavors for one's own material sense enjoyment. We can remember the example of Sri Raghunath Goswami, how he left his most attractive wife, he left his very wealthy family. Even he came to Jagannath Puri, even he stopped taking the prasadam of Sri Jagannath. And he would take the old rice that was rejected by the cows, wash that and eat that, and somehow he maintained his life. Thus we can remember how our previous acharyas, especially Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan, how with great determination they gave up all desires for their own enjoyment. Especially we should avoid associating with those who are opposed to devotion, especially the karmis, the fruitive workers, the gyanis, the mental speculators. We should avoid women, strisangi, that means we should avoid a lusty association with the opposite sex and avoid those who are attached to such association. We should not hear from dharmabhajis. Dharmabhajis means those who instruct others on religious process but do not follow anything by themselves, only by mouth. For example, hey, one should follow courtesy, but I'm not doing it myself. One should not hear from such a person. One should have, by hearing Harikatha, one should have a strong faith will come. Really, by achieving Haribhakti, I will achieve all auspiciousness. We can remember the example of Sri Haridas Thakur. Kandana Kandana Ye Diyamana Pran Amitu Varadan Pavis Chari Vidan Chari Harina. Even my body is cut to thousands of pieces, but still my mouth will not give up the chanting of the name of Sri Hari. One should give up attachment to one's wife and children. Therefore, sometimes we see if there is some obstacle in our life. For example, we are doing bhajan and the wife dies or the son drops dead. Then we become angry and we take the deity of Krishna and throw him in the Yamuna. Therefore, even though many problems and obstacles must come, still we should endeavor towards bhajan. And the last one I cannot go.
Oh
yes, and then Krishna will think, oh, for me they have given up so much materialistic endeavors. For me they have given up desires for their own enjoyment. Then Krishna seeing that, his heart melts and he bestows mercy on us.
Whatever Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said here, what we heard today, this is very bitter truth. Take this in the pockets of your hearts, what Harikatha you are hearing here. You are eating so great festival and so great festivals, very beautiful arrangements in this parikrama. These bitter truths of this Harikatha, let it enter your hearts through the ears. Take these sannyasis, brahmacharis, grihastha, males, females, everybody should take these in the pockets of your hearts and leave this place with these bitter truths. And English.
Both these are bitter truths. All that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told. Or Srimad Bhagavat telling all these things. Keep it in your pocket. And always try to follow these instructions. Then Bhaktivinoda. We call you. Telling that, oh, you will do very good parikrama of Vrindavan. Oh, there is a source we can supply. Oh, very good accommodation with attached bathroom and health. But why to inject this parikrama so that you can do better?
Hare Krishna. आज दस का समय लघुदेव भज
आर नॉट अ सर नॉट अ सर
आज नौटा समय लघुदेव भजन कुटीते मीटिंग आछे যাদের নাম বলছি তারা অবশ্যই উপস্থিত হবেন। শ্রীপাদ তীর্থ মহারাজ